All right, well, we are back here on Out of the Woods. I just got some good news from our guests we were going to have this week. It looks like we will probably be able to do it next week, so make sure you tune in to Out of the Woods and hear Decatur Creek, who are Doug Farrell, Steve Dion, and Jack Carlton. Hope to have them in on the latter half of the show next week, but if that changes, you want to hear the whole show anyway, so you better tune in to the beginning, because you never know, we might change that, so you don't want to miss them. It's going to be a good time, so definitely check it out. All right, folks, well, we got some more brand new music for you right now. Got a track from Amy Spies, who has a new CD called How to Sleep in a Stormy Boat. Here's Left Me Hanging on Out of the Woods.
Trail by the shadow of another time, when I was yours and you were mine. I kissed goodbye on the Brooklyn side, and you left me hanging. Limos lined up round the curve, the F train rumbled like a buffalo herd. I can't remember your last words. You left me hanging. Lovers leave each other every day. Some do it clean, others betray. Endings reveal us, so they say. You left me hanging. Every road from me to you is lined with what we can undo. Violence of silence cruel leaves me hanging. Lovers leave each other every day. Some do it clean, others betray. Endings reveal us, so they say. You left me hanging. With nothing to measure, like a subtle change in weather. Streams of air expanding and dividing. Love enters, then it exits, and it goes on like this
underneath the Brooklyn sky. hand in hand, just you and I. The ferry racing on the tide, the broken sugar factory sign, the broken sugar factory sign.
I am old enough, I am young enough, I have lived enough, I am strong enough, I have heard enough, I have loved enough, and I've been here.
Leaving Sligo on a cold winter's morn, took me all away from his home. He had heard that in England there was work to be had, to the docks down in Dublin do you roam. On the Holyhead boat there were others like him, from Leitrim and Kerry and Dow, sons and daughters from all over Ireland, and they were bound for London town. He wandered the city in search of a start, or even a room for the night. In his left hand a suitcase of leather and wood, his grandfather's fiddle in his right. Through the streets of the bombed out buildings, past the rubble that Hitler blew down, a strayaway child from the west of Ireland, alone in London town. He signed on with a ganger from Dublin, the cruelest little tyrant that ever he'd met. Had him sweating in trenches for 12 hours a day. It was hard work, but all he could get. But he'd take out his fiddle when the work was done, when the shovels and picks were laid down. A tune for the broadback sons of Ireland, come to rebuild London town. They were 7 day weeks with nary a break. Sligo was left far behind. When one of the lads said, "Pick yourself up and come down the road for a pint." When they opened the door, me all thought he was home. Oh, what a glorious sound! Sons and daughters from all over Ireland, playing music in London town. There was Martine Burns from Galway, McCarthy and Casey from Clare. The Roger, McGlinchey, Roland and Farrell seemed half of all Ireland was there. And they bid him to take out his fiddle, and they played till the lights went down. Raise your glass to the 33rd County Sun. It's right here in London town. Seems just a fortnight ago, those sessions at the White Hart and the Favorite, up on Fulham Broadway and Holloway Road. It was the music that carried his heart and his soul, the same the whole world round. Whether you're living in New York or Donegal or here in London town, it's the music that carries the heart and the soul. The same the whole world round. Whether you're living in New York or Donegal or here in London town. Oh, London town.
Steady, steady, steady as it blows, steady, steady, steady as it blows.
The gray dove sings a mournful tune, perched atop a shaky limb, calls to any passers-by who will stop and listen. My name is Thomas Willoughby, and I've been bent and broken. Some things are best left to lie, some best left unspoken. Some things are best left to lie, some folks best to be passed by. Still, I need to testify, I've been bent and broken. Downtown and joined up. I hadn't yet turned 20. Out of school and out of work. Oh, reasons there were plenty. Out of school and out of work. I heard my name called by the clerk. With nothing but a smirk, I hadn't yet turned 20. On a transport to the front, we were sent a packing. Quite a fighting force we'd be, armed with nothing. In history, on our way to victory, we were sent a packing. Perched atop a village home, somewhere in the mountains, tracers filled the sky, bullets sprayed like fountains. Tracers filled the nighttime sky. Wished that I had wings to fly. There was no choice but to comply. Somewhere in the trees and wires down, electric sparks a-flying. Soldiers picked through fallen stone for the voices of the dying. Soldiers picked through fallen stone, separating brick from bone. If God was there, he left alone amid the sparks of flying. The gray dove sings a mournful tune, perched atop a shaky limb, calls to any passers-by who will stop and listen.
our good buddy John Shane once again here on Out of the Woods. I went down check out a little show last night. Not a real show. It's sort of a special event for some students, but I did get to sit in and check that out. I hadn't seen John in quite a while, so it was good to get down there and see him down in Byfield, Massachusetts last night. Picked up this here t-shirt I'm wearing, too, that has this very Paul Klee sort of design on the front of it, designed by his wife, Maria. Thanks for that, John. I probably owe you some more money on that one, but definitely a great thing there. Before that, we had one from Bill Newton, who was sitting in with John last night. He plays harmonica when John goes on the road. He has a band called Duke Street Dogs that we played earlier in the show tonight, the self-titled debut CD from them. We heard the track called Steady, and that was Bill on the vocal and the harmonica on that track. Brand new stuff in there from Cal Scott. Also, we heard London Town from the new CD Carved Wood Box. Susan McKeown in there from her new CD Belong and On the Bridge to Williamsburg, which is sort of a departure for her mostly American themes on this CD, even though she is originally from Ireland. Amy Spies, brand new CD called How to Sleep in a Stormy Boat to start off the set. And we heard Left Me Hanging. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We sort of jumped around to get some extra songs ready this week because our live guest we were going to have couldn't make it out because of the weather. We're having awful bad ice storms today for some reason. Kind of odd for this time of April here in New Hampshire, but we're looking to have them next week, so Decatur Creek, make sure you tune in next week, and it will probably be in the later part of the show. But like I was saying, I had to get a whole bunch of extra songs together, so hopefully we have enough to fill the show out. If not, get in touch, 526-3494, maybe we can squeeze something in for you. And of course, anytime you want to get in touch, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. We got a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.